You are listening to The Ron Van Dam Show. That's one part blah, 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 one part ha, 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 and just a smidgen of ta-da!
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's The Ron Van Dam Show.
Thank you so much.
Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird if you like that sort of thing.
I thought today I would do my radio pantomime bit, but then I realized that won't go over because it's radio, so forget that part. Well, this is how my radio pantomime bit goes. I've done it before. Here we go. I'm pulling on a rope. You can't see the rope, but I'm pulling on it as if there's something on the other side that's pulling me back. So we're going back and forth with the rope that doesn't exist. Okay, that's the first part. Now here's the second part of my radio pantomime bit. I'm walking up the stairs. Look, my knees are moving as if I'm going upstairs, but there are no stairs, quite obviously. Now I'm making believe I'm going downstairs. That's a little bit harder, but look, it looks like I'm going down the stairs, but there isn't any stairs. Oh my God, how do I do that? Now I'm stuck in a box. Look, I'm pushing on the sides, but the sides are not giving way. I am basically trapped in nothing. I'm making believe there's a box that I can't get out of, although quite obviously I'm not in a box. There is no box to get out of, but it looks like I'm trying to get out. Ladies and gentlemen, my radio pantomime bit. Thank you very much. Welcome to the show, by the way. Thank you. Uh-huh. I know that. Thank you. I know. Yeah, the pantomime bit, ladies and gentlemen. I was stuck in a box. I know. I couldn't get out. I could not get out. For the life of me, I couldn't get out of that box. I know. Thank you. All right. 3 minutes have gone by, and I have entertained you more than you thought you would be entertained, to no avail whatsoever. Thank you so much. Well, this is, what day of the week is this? Quick, Sunday. No, you're off by a day, I think. It's Monday, the start of another work week for people that work. For those that don't, what's the difference? How you doing? You know, this show brings us closer every time I do it. We've got a long way to go, a lot of shows to do before we actually form a relationship, and that's the way I want to keep it. I want to build up to it, you know what I'm saying? Relationships, ooh, I think that's part of what I'm going to be talking about today, the human condition. First, let's start at the beginning, which is a great place to starting at the end, not so great. Starting at the beginning makes a lot more sense, so that's what I'm going to do today. By the way, I have an interesting guest coming up a little bit later in the program who is going to help you get through life, by the way. All the things that you find difficult, the little tricks of the trade, these authors have the answers to just about everything, and we're going to meet them a little bit later on. But right now, you're stuck with me in a box. I wanted to talk about anger today, how everything seems to be directed toward anger. Anger is one of the most destructive emotions that we can display. We can't help ourselves because anger, speaking of the box, anger just works its way out of the box no matter what. You can try to control your anger. You can go to classes for it. You can go to therapy for it. But it's so inert in our human personality that it just begs to break out. And when it does, it explodes. It's one of the ugliest things you can possibly watch. When I see somebody get really angry to the point where they're shouting and just losing it, I feel bad for them because they have lost themselves. They are displaying a loss of control and one of the ugliest things that a human being can do. Anybody who looks angry is not a pretty person. Not that we want to be pretty 24 hours a day, but it wouldn't hurt. Anger is destructive. It lashes out at other people. It hurts other people both emotionally and physically. It is what causes death and wars and destruction. Anger is incredibly horrible. As a matter of fact, when we talk about civilized people, we talk about them not getting so angry that they riot and do horrible things to other people who simply have a difference of opinion or have done them wrong, not even on purpose. You see, most of the anger that we lash out about are people that didn't do that on purpose. They weren't out to hurt you. They weren't out to destroy you. So we misunderstand because our anger takes over. And there are angry people. And you know where that anger comes from, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, before you go deliberate? It comes from your childhood and your childhood experiences, your environment. Were you bullied? Were you picked on? Did you have angry parents? Were you in an angry, violent atmosphere? That's what does it. Let me ask you a question, and don't answer because it's radio and I can't hear you, and that's the way I love it. Let me ask you a question. Would you rather spend some time with a really angry, lashing out person? Or would you rather spend that time with a nice, enjoyable, loving, down-to-earth person? I think we all say the down-to-earth, loving person. Now, a lot of people say, Ron, what about you? You do a show that seems to be quite angry. No, I'm not angry. I'm frustrated. Two different things. Also, what you must understand is for, in our society, in order for people to pay attention, you have to ramp it up just a bit. If I did a show talking about planting flowers, I don't think you'd listen. Even those reverends, those evangelistical people, evangelists, when they stand up in front of a crowd, they're spouting the love of God, but they also talk about the fury. They raise their fists to the air. They shout. Why? Because they're trying to get their point across to you. Because human beings, they need a little stimulation, otherwise they ain't going to listen to a word you're saying. Most of the insult comics that you hear are actually very loving, wonderful people. It's their bit. And why do they do the angry bit? Because we pick up on it. Because we all have the anger pent up inside, and this helps bring it out. Anger is normal. And in today's society, it's even more normal. As a matter of fact, it seems to be the way that we do things now. I don't want to get too political on you, but would you rather have a president that is compassionate or so angry that they want to destroy everything in sight that doesn't agree with them? Which one would you rather have, just as a baseline? Anger is a horrible thing. But we all lose control. We all do. Every once in a while, we lose it. Because anger is such a powerful thing that it breaks out and it becomes dominant. What happens after you usually go through an anger episode with somebody else? You usually end up saying, I'm sorry, you know, I'm sorry about all that stuff I said. I was in a fit of rage and I didn't mean it and I'm sorry. I just had to get it out. It's usually followed by an apology. And then we say, okay, we get it. Okay, gotcha. At least you recognize that. Gotcha. No problem. Thank you. It's the ones that don't apologize for the anger who live their lives in that mode. I understand it. I get it. But recognize it and say you're sorry. Sorry you put them through it. Living with somebody is a difficult thing these days because we are human beings with pent-up anger all the time, most of us. that the target of that anger has to be the person that you're living with, whether it be a child or an adult, a husband, a wife, a lover, whatever. Whoever resides in the abode with you, with whoever you have a relationship with on a one-to-one everyday basis, somebody's going to be the brunt of somebody's anger. Because you got to let it go sometimes. You can get angry at somebody, not for anything that they did, just because you're angry and they picked their nose the wrong way. Why do you have to pick your nose by putting your fingers in your nose? You know, that's the most annoying thing in the world. You are just a douchebag. That's all you are. You're a douchebag with a finger up your nose. Why are you doing this to me? Because you're a douchebag. You know, yesterday when I called you a douchebag for the way you pick your nose, I'm sorry. I just had a really bad day. See, there's your excuse. Your excuse. I had a bad day. You were there. You're the target. That's the truth. You were there. You're the target. You weren't there during my bad day, but when I felt like unleashing it and I couldn't hold it in anymore, there you were, standing right there. You were my target. That's what we do. It's unfortunate, but true. And those people that are loving 24 hours a day, I don't trust you. I don't trust you. I just don't trust you. That can get annoying too. You know, you're always so good. You never yell. You never shout. What's wrong with you? That's what we say. That's what we say. It's very difficult to get along with other people. It really is. No, Ron, I get along fine with my mate. Oh, do you? Mm-hmm. It's just normal that we expound. We all have to expound. It's kind of like the pantomime act that I did at the beginning of the program. Oh, Ron, you're going to tie that together with something? Yes, I am. Do you remember at the beginning of the program, just 3 hours ago, I tried to get out of a box that didn't exist, but I couldn't get out. And that caused anger. But I explained it. Ron, that makes no sense. Well, I know that. And why are you talking about yourself like that in a third person? It's just you. I know. I realize that too. You know, therapists say that half the battle, or most of the battle, is recognizing what you're doing. Well, that's what I'm doing here. I'm recognizing the fact that everybody is an asshole. I mean, come on, man. There are times when you're an asshole, and no matter how much you love your other person, they have times that they really act like an asshole. You know, you're not acting like yourself today. Don't you tell me I'm not acting like myself. That's the way it is. So, again, I ask you, as a model, not that I'm a model, but as a model situation, would you rather spend time with someone who is compassionate and understanding, or somebody that is angry 24 hours a day, lashes out, and tries to destroy everything in its path so that they can be better feeling? Which one? You tell me. Road rage. Ooh. Boy, we all feel that, don't we? We all do. We all do. Somebody cuts you off on the road or nearly causes an accident right in front of you. You get angry. You get frustrated. You want to chase that car down, blow your horn as much as you can. You don't want to necessarily get out of the car because someone could get hurt, and you know that could be you. Or the other person may have a gun because we live in America, and that's what people do. They drive around with guns, so let's not get too crazy here. But that's called road rage. And a lot of people get hurt accordingly. It's because they just can't contain their anger. They just can't. Would you rather see on the road somebody that cuts you off and nearly causes an accident right in front of your front bumper? Or would you rather be driving down the street and there's a lot of traffic and you're trying to get out of the parking lot into traffic and the person who's driving down the street sees that you can't get into the flow of traffic and they slow their car down and they stop and they wave you in. They say, go on, you can go in front of me. and you wave back and you say, thank you. Isn't that a wonderful world? Don't you hear harps going off and nice heavenly music when that happens? For just a split second when someone lets you into traffic and is nice and courteous in that way, all of a sudden, your impression of society goes up like 1,000%. Oh my God, people are wonderful. People are just great. Thank you for letting me into traffic. I could have sat here for hours because of traffickers. And you let me in. Thank you so much. Thank you. Oh God. You know, there is a God. What, because someone let you into traffic, now there's a God? What are you talking about?
No, I mean it. Because that's now everybody's wonderful. Everybody's wonderful. What a wonderful world this is.
But if someone cuts you off and nearly causes an accident, everybody's an asshole. People in this country are just idiots. They just mean and spirited, and everybody's mean-spirited now. Everybody is. That's profiling. Just because one person did something doesn't mean everybody else does the same thing. As a matter of fact, you can pretty much bet your ass not everybody else is like that. You've just encountered something that was a little bit out of the ordinary. Whether they cut you off and nearly cause an accident, that should be a little bit out of the ordinary. Or they let you into traffic. Unfortunately, that's a little bit out of the ordinary too. Anger. Anger, man. That's why I have started my own line of clothing. I'm always looking for a reason to start a business. I don't start them, but I think about them. Because it's the thought that counts. That's what they tell me. You don't have to get me flowers. You thought about getting me flowers. That's good enough. Oh, okay, good. Okay. That sounds... I like that. It's the thought that counts. Here's my thought. I'm starting a clothing line for pants, because everybody's got to wear pants. Even women are wearing pants now. This isn't the 50s anymore. Mary Tyler Moore, she changed that whole thing. Women wear pants all the time. So I'm starting pants for men and for women, unisex, one sex, no uni. Uni, everybody's got the same sex. On one pant leg, it'll say, in large letters going right down the pant leg, it'll say, angry. And on the other leg, it will say, pants. Look, he's wearing his angry pants today.
Stylish. Does that mean he's angry?
I don't know if he's angry or sarcastically angry or making a point about society. But I love my angry pants. They come in four colors. The lettering can be either in blue or in white, depending on the occasion. And it says down the pant leg, angry on one leg, pants on the other, angry pants.
She looks really, really, really nifty.
Nifty.
She looks really elegant in her angry pants.
Where'd you get your angry pants? From the Van Damme Shopping Network.
They are so in, aren't they?
You bet. Everybody's wearing them. Angry pants.
Does that mean they're angry?
I don't know. But it's a great concept, isn't it? Yes, it is. And it comes in many, many colors.
Angry pants. Van Damme is a genius. He can market anything,
except his own show. Well, that's true, too. Angry pants. Get them today. Only $19.99, where angry pants are sold. Get your angry pants. Angry pants. Get them today. Angry pants. If you're not thoroughly satisfied with your angry pants, then you can return them, but you won't get your money back because they're angry pants, and that would kind of make it, like, ridiculous. Angry pants. Angry pants. Angry pants. If I say angry pants enough, it'll become part of your vocabulary. Actually, what you can do for me is just walk up to people and say, did you get your angry pants yet? Angry pants, what are those?
You haven't heard about angry pants?
That's the way I'm going to sell them. See, that's how I'm going to do it. I haven't even manufactured one angry pant yet. And I'm not going to. All right. We'll take a break. When we come back, my guests will be joining us. This is ridiculous, isn't it?
First, they put jalapenos on your hamburger, but that wasn't hot enough. Then came habaneros, but still, that wasn't hot enough. Next came the ghost pepper, and still, that was not hot enough for you. Well, buckle up, tough guy, because Burger Guy thinks you're not man enough to handle the heat of our new sweet flaming mother of heaven. What the fuck did you assholes do to my hamburger burger? Featuring two of Burger Guy's signature paper-thin patties topped with an experimental hot sauce made from a concentrated hot pepper extract that has only been approved for military use by North Korea. This burger will burn a hole through every inch of your intestines and then slap your mama on its way out for good measure. This burger is so hot they wouldn't let us test it on prisoners. Death row prisoners. But for a limited time, you can try your luck at your local Burger Guy if you're not a complete pussy.
All purchases of the sweet flaming mother of heaven, what the f*** did you assholes do to my hamburger burger, must be pre-approved by a certified attorney at law with proper notification of next of kin. Sweet flaming mother of heaven, what the f*** did you assholes do to my hamburger burger must not be consumed within 500 yards of schools or within 1,000 yards of open flame. All Burger Guy franchisees reserve the right to ignore cries for mercy or requests for immediate medical attention.
Dr. Adira Landry and Risa Lewis, Dr. Risa Lewis, join us now. They have a book that's about to hit the public, and it's quite a book as well. It's called Micro Skills, Small Actions, Big Impact. This is like a how to take care of all your question, how to get things done kind of book. It's been a long time since I've seen one of these. Thanks for being here, by the way.
Thanks so much for having us. We're delighted to be here.
Yeah. This is a book that actually helps us navigate through those little known life tips to get us along. I mean, it's where did the concept come from for you?
Well, it sort of started off because we were writing a lot of articles that were aligned with the book. Uh-huh. And we were writing articles about how to navigate the workplace. And that was born out of the idea of recognizing that some people around us had what felt like a guidebook, a playbook, some tricks of the trade, and their mm-hmm. careers were moving along faster and further. And as we started to move along in our own careers, we realized that there are just secrets to success that some people have access to and some don't. And we wanted to really create a book that helped others who are also struggling, mm-hmm. wondering, why does it seem like other people have it together yeah. and they're moving along faster than I do?
As we say, this is the book that we wish we had when we were starting out. Uh-huh. And when we looked at other business self-help books, a lot of them tell you to go out and do something, but they don't tell you how. And so we deliberately wrote a book that does not need to be read cover to cover, although it can be read cover to cover, but you can actually flip to specific things you want to work on in the workplace. And we break down how. We tell the reader the exact ways, the critical actions, as we call them, to get it done.
This is very cool. They better publish enough books for everybody. That's all I have to say. All right. You're both doctors, I understand. What type of doctors are you?
We're both emergency medicine doctors, oh, and in addition, we have training as medical educators, mm-hmm. and we both actually have a fellowship in something called point-of-care ultrasound. So we're used to doing teaching at the bedside and working with learners of all levels and all different healthcare team members, yeah. so we have quite a bit of experience breaking things down into small, digestible, concrete, fundamental steps.
Yes. Now, ironically, it's hard to get a doctor's appointment in just about any state in this country, and yet I understand that the both of you have the same problems when you go searching for specific doctors.
Yeah, we actually, to that point, I mean, so we think definitely this sort of question falls under the chapter of self-care and how mm-hmm. important it is to take care of the self, and we bring that into the book. Mostly because, you know, we see a lot of people grinding away and prioritizing work over the self. And I think that's the interesting thing about having a book written by doctors. Mm-hmm. We actually include in this book, this business self-help book, the importance of having a doctor and securing a doctor's appointment. Yes, it is hard for us to, because of all the wait times, to see doctors. And that's why it's important to establish that primary care doctor now, so that later on in life, when you need one, you can, you know, easily get an appointment.
Huh. Our chapter one is micro skills for self-care. And when we talk about health, as Adara just mentioned, we are specifically talking about body health, but we also talk about financial health. We talk about meeting health. We talk about mental health. And we firmly believe that everything starts with the self. And once you are in a good place for yourself, then that spreads to being able to be a good team member and team player and take care of teammates. And also together, then the work gets done.
Interesting. I being from a prior generation, am having great trouble trying to figure out how to navigate this one, because they're changing the rules on me and the way to do things, and it confuses me. And I, are those micro skills that I'm talking about that I need to be open to?
It's a really good question. And we really think this book speaks to Gen Zers. And I don't know which Gen, maybe baby boomer, to which you identify.
I'm a baby boomer.
Okay. So we think that this book specifically speaks to the ready for college, ready for work, and early career professionals. That being said, we had beta readers from mid-career to late career read this, and there's something in this for everyone. So can you learn about Gen Zers by reading our book and micro skills? The answer is yes, just by understanding why the format works.
Yeah, that's important for a lot of people to catch up, because you kind of get left behind if you don't know the tricks of the trade. And I guess we all need to kind of keep up on that.
We really wanted this book to be as comprehensive as possible for that purpose. You know, we've read a lot of books that are like just focused on one thing, right? How to lead a team, how to handle a difficult conversation, how to be a better communicator. And we really wanted something that was going to be high level for that, early career professional who's probably more used to that social media-based learning, where they get something really quick that's very digestible, and then they're moving on to the next topic.
Yeah.
So we wanted something that's going to hold an attention for a short period of time and deliver really concrete, actionable steps. So we figured with that in mind, we can probably be comprehensive and cover a lot of topics within one book. So it really does feel like a starting place for anyone who's just entering the workplace wondering, how do I actually navigate all of this?
Yeah, you've got some topics that are kind of universal, and especially for people that work who claim that they never have time to do anything. We're talking about not getting enough sleep, household chores that seem to be a drag and don't have any, you just go through them mindlessly. I mean, I guess there's other ways to approach that.
We really think as emergency docs, we have had this unique, special, helpful vantage point because we do shift work. We're used to being expected to not function on much sleep, to sometimes not eat. But also, you know, what our intention is in writing this and putting this content out into the world is we really, really want people to navigate the workplace easier, quicker, more efficiently. Sure, we definitely got there and we are accomplished and continue to be ambitious, et cetera, et cetera. But there are better ways, healthier ways to get to the same place.
Yeah, and we just have to know what they are. And I guess that's what the book does. Now, the book's not available till a certain date, is that correct?
Yes, it's going to be available. Well, it's available for pre-order now at all of the major big bookstores. So Amazon, Barnes & Noble's, Target, you can buy it now. And then it officially launches April 16th, 2024.
Okay.
And then, again, you can request it from your library. It's going to be on Audible, Kindle, and all your independent local bookstores. Also, you can request it there. And so, yes, we're really excited that it's coming out in about a month.
Yeah. I mean, I looked at it and I saw that it kind of helps you juggle life and appreciate every aspect of it at the same time. And that seems a bit like, I was in business for a long time, still am, and trying to get people to work together, to have business meetings where people can't wait to get out of the room, Zoom meetings where someone's not wearing pants. I mean, there's a lot of things that this encompasses to make things not only easier and more efficient, but to make them more enjoyable. So it's a cool idea.
Thank you. We really did seek to write something evergreen, knowing that certain things will change in terms of, for example, the social media piece. That's changed over time. Virtual meetings and hybrid work environments, that's changed over time. And we think that this is going to have a long tail.
Yeah, it seems like you're going to have a lot of different volumes coming out as time goes on.
That would be a great problem to have.
Well, I think you may have it. Now, tell us where we can get the information about the book and get an early release, that kind of thing.
Well, you can definitely follow us. We have been posting, a lot of our highlights of the book. So, people who have spotlighted the book on their blogs or on their, most anticipated book lists. Yep. And so Risa and I are on all of the socials. So we're on LinkedIn, Twitter/X, Instagram. We also have our personal websites. Mine is AdaraLandryMD.com. Risa's is RisaLewisMD.com. Mm-hmm. And we are available to be, reached that way.
Perfect. Well, you're both good examples where you have some of the busiest, most involved jobs in the world, and yet you have time to do this. So, and then have your lives as well. That's kind of amazing. Yeah. It's almost like a circus act, but I think we'd all like to be in that circus. Okay.
Yeah. We really appreciate you having us come on the show and allowing us to share this content. We really think the information will resonate with people no matter their industry.
Yeah, there's no question about it. It's called Micro Skills, Small Actions, Big Impact. HarperCollins is publishing it. It's releasing April 16th. Sign up to get it early or at least to get the first. And I guess you can Google the book title and we can find you.
Yes.
Perfect. Pleasure to speak to you both. The fact that you're both here from two different locations is amazing enough for me. Well, that'll do it for me today. Thank you so much for being here. Listen, if you made it this far through the program, I have been told by my social media manager that I need to start asking for people to follow us. And I didn't know what she was talking about, and I still don't. If there's some kind of click thing, if this is a podcast version that you're listening to on your little thing, your phone, whatever, then if you could just somehow follow or like, I mean, either one, I'm happy with either of them, they are. I never really cared about that because I'm a radio guy and we still do some syndicated radio and there's nothing to click. But if you're listening and there's a follow or a like or something, if you could just do that, like every time you listen, I would appreciate. I don't even know if you're supposed to do that. I really don't. I don't know. I don't even know what I'm talking about. But if you could do that, we would appreciate that. Okay, thanks very much. I hate to grovel, but at the same time, I guess everybody does it, so I need to do it as well. Well, anyway, I'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new program. But until that time arrives, I wish you peace.